and a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It is Rosie on the House talking home financing today at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Whether you're buying a home, refinancing your existing one, or have questions about, you know, maybe the loan you're in and what your options are if you're not happy with it for whatever reason. It's 1-888-767-4348 to get on the line to talk with Mr. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group.
I'm always curious when I'm trying to buy a house, who has all this money?
Harold.
What? Yeah, Harold has all his money.
No. If I did, I would not be here right now.
Where does the pool of money come from?
Basically, it's all the money comes from four or five different areas. The majority of it from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. We've heard of those giant entities. The majority of the mortgages that are done out there are funded set to those guidelines as determined by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is currently government owned, but working its way out of that. There's also FHA.
Didn't they contribute like $15 billion or $105 billion they sent back to the federal government?
Billions, they were profitable for the past couple of quarters. And so now as a lot of the bailout money, that went to Fannie and Freddie is being paid back by Fannie and Freddie.
The number was astounding of what they paid back. I just.
More zeros than I care to understand behind those numbers, but
it still leaves the sting of how many zeros they lost in the first place, doesn't it?
There was definitely some trouble, and there was definitely a downtime, and the Fed did come in and bail them out, but now in an uptime where it is profitable, that money is being returned back to the taxpayer.
So a mortgage company, you know, in the industry, y'all are considered the loan originators. Okay, so y'all are the interface between the pool of money and the end user, the buyer.
That's correct.
And how does a person that's never entered this arena even begin to start shopping a mortgage company?
The first place, almost like with anything that you do, is get a referral from your friends, get a referral from your realtor, find out who your friends and family have worked with before, find out who somebody in the business has worked with before and you know is going to do a good job. Then go a step beyond that and check them out. There's all kinds of resources online. The Better Business Bureau, of course. For mortgage companies in Arizona, we're regulated by the Department of Financial Institutions.
That's fairly recent, right?
Just in the last few years. Yeah. And then especially as a mortgage company and as a loan originator, there's only been licensing required for originators since 2010. So it's only been a few years that there's been a lot of the regulation, but as a result of a lot of the problems that occurred before that. So it's not a bad thing.
Wasn't it a part of the regulations that caused all these problems? We won't go there.
Okay. But let's just say now you can look up, if you get a referral to a particular originator, you can look up their license. You can look up if there have been any complaints or violations on the AZDFI website. The number one thing, though, is find out who your friends and family have worked with, and then that's always the place to start.
And proceed with caution. We're going to actually give you some warning signs of maybe if you're dealing with the wrong company a little later. But right now, Harold, I have to tell you, the phones have blown up. Romy, why don't we bring Monica into the conversation first, who's trying to buy a home in Gilbert. Good morning, Monica. How can we help you? Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call. My husband and I are looking into buying a home in the Gilbert or Maricopa area.
Great.
First-time home buyers.
Yes, great.
There's a lot of brick walls we have to hit, but one of the questions I had was a lot with the newly built homes, the people that come and inspect the home usually work with the construction company that built the house. And I heard horror stories that they kind of do, pardon my language, a half-assed job. And then 2 or 3 years when you're into the home, the house starts to fall apart. And I was wondering, what kind of advice do you have for a first-time home buyer to prevent that?
Well, Monica, the of course, I hope you've already gone to the Registered Contractors website to review the actual builder's track record on his license in Arizona. Other than that, I can tell you they cannot stop you from paying your own independent home inspector to come in and do an inspection. And I can tell you that we've got...
It's AJF Engineering. That's Alpha Jack Frank. And it's 480-661-8888.
And I couldn't encourage you enough, particularly as a first-time home buyer, to have that done. Have them come do a walkthrough. I don't know what phase of the construction the house is in now, but it's never too late to have an objective, trained eye come look at the property. These guys look at finished homes all the time that they're, you know, they're selling for second and third times. So you proceed with caution. I tell you what, if you call AJF. And I want Julia to get her number, Monica's number back, and to thank her for calling Rosie on the House and for congratulating her to buying her new home. Rosie on the House is going to pay for that home inspection. That's going to be your housewarming gift, Monica, from all of us here at Rosie on the House. When we get back, it's Marisa and Betty and you at 1-888-767-4348 talking home mortgages.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.